Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Rogue Agent by Daniel Judson, performed by Pete Simonelli. Prologue. Tom awakens to the sound of barking in the distance. It takes all he has to keep from immediately sitting up, as any abrupt movement will disturb the sleeping woman beside him. Not just asleep, but deeply asleep, judging by the length and rhythm of her breathing. Stella's state is the first thing Tom determines. The second thing he does is tune in to the far-off noise so he can assess its nature. Is it the frantic, endless barking of a dog whose territory has been crossed by another animal? Or is it a more aggressive snapping, an indication of an intruder somewhere nearby? Maybe even more than one, possibly a team of men currently heading in their direction. Men coming to kill them. But Tom doesn't hear any of that. The commotion coming from the farm 2 miles to the south is the lazy yelping of a hound bothered by the full moon. The barking isn't anything to worry about. And anyway, that isn't what had actually awakened him. Tom checks the clock on his bedside table and sees that it is a few minutes past 1 a.m. He has slept for 3 hours and will need to get up in less than three more. That is, if he can fall back to sleep right away, which isn't always the case post-dream. Out of habit, he confirms that his .45 caliber pistol is where he left it, to the right of the clock, and that the old Marlin Camp carbine they had found upon moving in is still leaning in the corner. Chambered in .45 as well, the Marlin has a 16-inch barrel that, while offering some accuracy at a range that the handgun can't, makes it particularly well-suited for close-quarter combat. For Tom, the real plus is that the carbine not only uses the same ammo as his pistol, a well-used 70-series Colt 1911, but also accepts the same magazine. A significant convenience in the numerous scenarios for which he and Stella have prepared. On the nightstand next to the pistol lie a half dozen fully loaded McCormick power mags, which Tom can easily gather together in an emergency. Next to them is a 600 lumen pocket flashlight. He has long since come to terms with the fact that the need for such weaponry has extended into his civilian life. A peaceful wanderer once, he has now in Stella something he can never lose. After a moment, Tom carefully rises from their bed and heads toward the bathroom to wash his face.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?